Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
Bonjour, Anine. This is Linda Lagarde Grover, and I'm going to read a short story called The Power of Fry Bread. By middle age, Margie Gallette had come to be regarded as the best fry bread maker on the Moje Point Indian Reservation. Although she had unofficially held that title since she was 19, Indian country etiquette called for no recognition beyond that Margie, she makes pretty good fry bread, until after Annie Buck, venerable elder and fry bread queen, had died. Only then, and after a decent and respectful interval, did Margie become the person to ask about the fine points of fry bread making. Margie's fry bread was so light it all but rose from the plate, so tender to be all but unfelt in the mouth, so tasty that the very thought that the moment couldn't last forever brought to the eater an undertone of sorrow that added an intangible brine, like a grain of salt from dried tears yet to be wept. Three of the Dionne sisters, Yvonne, Cecile, and Annette, drove their mother from the other side of the reservation one morning to pay a call on Margie. The sisters opened the car doors, which let in the mysterious and elusive scent of sweetgrass that floated in on the lightest of breezes to tease their noses. They inhaled deeply, turning their heads to try to follow the scent. The intake calmed their demeanors, which became nearly consistently pleasant for the entire time they were on the LaForce family allotment grounds. "Anine, Margie, Anine, Teresa, it is good to see you," they said sweetly. "We were just taking Mother for a little ride, and when we saw you were home, decided to stop by." While Margie welcomed the women and found them places to sit, Teresa set the kettle on the stove for tea. "Would you ladies eat a little fry bread if I mix some up?" asked Margie. The ladies thought they could if the pieces weren't too big. "And how is Dale Ann?" she asked. "Yes, what is Big Sister up to?" Teresa inquired. She settled into her chair to observe the Dionnes while they watched Margie prepare a batch of fry bread. Old Mrs. Dionne took half milk and half coffee with four sugars, which she stirred for a whole minute. "Nice and hot," she complimented. "It's good. You girls make good coffee." "My big girl? Oh, she's busy, she sighed happily, and then, "Annette, get me something for my feet," she said impatiently. "There's no more chairs," Annette said critically, then remembered what she wanted and smiled at the room. "I don't think." "Here you go, Auntie Grace." Teresa put her own chair under the old woman's legs. "You're a good girl, Teresa. Now, what was I saying?" "Oh, yes, Big Sister. Busy, busy. She always did make us proud." While their mother talked, the Dionne girls sugared their coffee and tea and then let it go cold, ignoring it to watch closely as Margie worked, intending to discover once and all what was the secret in the dough that she mixed and handled. They saw nothing unusual. Just the usual mixing of ingredients that could be found in most kitchen cupboards. What sleight of hand was Margie using? What motions did she make that were quicker than the eye? Yvonne had a lot of pride, but she did humble herself to ask if Margie could write down the recipe. Here is what Margie wrote. "Fry bread. Almost 2 cups of flour. Almost 1 tablespoon of BP. Pretty small size pinch of salt. A little sugar, maybe a teaspoon. This is up to you if you want it. Mix this in a good-sized bowl and make a little river in a circle. Add warm water to make the dough nice and soft. Give it a little rest after you mix. Fry like donuts. This makes a good lugalette, too. For lug, bake it in a pan. Cut it up, but grease the pan first." Away from the spell of sweet grass, Yvonne and Annette argued over the radio. In the back seat, Cecile fidgeted indignantly until her mother told her to sit still. She was making her car sick. "Well, anyhow, that's the way we always make it, just the same way Margie did," Annette complained. "Well, next time we'll use yeast instead of baking powder or else soda. Maybe that's what she's been doing. Maybe she's been using all three." Yvonne wondered if it was Margie's stove. "Notice she never makes it any place else but her own house?" Their mother told her girls that Margie had made the fry bread as she always did, with the same results, and that perhaps it was jealousy that was causing their bread to toughen and shrink. Jealousy! Jealousy! Without speaking aloud, the sisters agreed to silence in the car for the remainder of the ride back to the Dionne allotment. Here is part of Margie's secret. Unrequited love. The LaForce family land allotment in Sweetgrass. And not too much sugar when you add that little bit. But without Joe Washington's grandmother, the three would have remained unconnected, as would have the ingredients that went into Margie's mixing bowl and came out fry bread, as would have the ingredients that went into her existence and came out a life. Miigwech.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.